This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. And if you like,
let's clear the air. Monday is upon us. How do you do? Clear the air from the weekend, at any rate. It is the second Monday, isn't it? It's the 10th, 1st. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, we've got ourselves 33% of the way through the month. What do you think of that? Jennifer just yawned.
So okay.
That was Victoria.
Me.
That was
no,
Victoria
that was
or
me.
Was that Jennifer?
Ah. No, that was me.
Nice going, Jennifer.
I'm still shaking it off. You know, where I live, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, where I live, it's 3 o'clock in the morning as well.
Yeah, for so, now. I mean, it's like you've got to shake it off a little bit.
That's right. All right. So, Victoria, are you shaking anything off?
Just exhaustion.
Exhaustion?
Trying to.
Weekend.
Just a super busy weekend, yeah.
Refresh and make us all alive and do things. All right. So let's go through the house and find out what everybody did. The DJV experience this weekend included what for Jennifer Horn?
I went to a bridal expo with my lovely friend that you know, Dougie Courtney, from our
yes.
office.
Yes.
And that was
she
a lot of fun.
She getting married?
No, we just go to bridal expos.
Wishful thinking? Married.
She just likes meeting random DJs.
Right. We love to look for DJs. So that was fun. And then on Friday night, I actually got to watch my twin cousins. They're 16. They were invited to the Arcadia High School Invitational. And I found out, because they live in Sacramento, so I don't get to see them run all the time, that they are the 4th and 5th best runners in the state of California.
Really?
Wow. And they kicked rear end. 16.
And they kicked some serious rear end. In other words.
Yeah, that's right. And boy, oh boy,
ends,
was I surprised.
Is that what you said?
No, very small, little teeny tiny rear ends.
Oh. Wow.
I said they kicked rear end.
Oh, I gotta make sure you get that right. Okay, so you went to a wedding, a planning session then for weddings. Is that what it was?
It's like a trade show. Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what they all are. All right. So how many of those have you been to prepare for your wedding, Victoria?
I didn't go to any. Because our whole situation is so small, so I just did everything on our own. But we did some scouting this weekend for we're getting married on the boardwalk in a gazebo, and there's two different gazebos. And the one that I wanted, it turns out that when I looked at it up close, it needs a paint job. So I'm going to be calling my town. I'm going to pull a Doug Steffen, and I'm going to call my town and start a political process of getting the gazebo ready and painted for me.
Yes. All right. So, Carol,
and my cousins were visiting from Ireland, so I was playing tour guide all weekend.
What about you, Victoria? Kara, what'd you do?
I went to a very, very nice happy hour on Friday night with some friends at Ruth's Chris, which you went to a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious, and I had a crab BLT. Thanks to Jen's advice. It was very, very yummy. Mm-hmm. And then my sister's birthday was last weekend, so we had a birthday party for her this weekend with all of our family, so...
All right, with all this focus on weddings, you'll all be happy to know that there is definitive research as we get closer to June, which is when you're getting married? June, aren't you? Sometime? Victoria, when is your marriage?
June 24th.
24th, okay. So it appears that Victoria, Jennifer, is going to break the mold because I know she's going to be successful with Lewis, even though the number of people she's having... A lot of people to the wedding, but not us.
No.
She's having a few.
We're going to crash, though. Remember?
Yeah. We were thinking we were going to crash it, right.
There's
a report that the number of people who come to your wedding could actually be an indicator of how long your marriage will last. The company that builds software to predict technology trends has issued a chart based on their research shows that the more guests you have on your wedding, the less likely you are to get divorced. Tell that to Janet Jackson. The data experts say, clearly, this shows us that having a large group of family and friends who support the marriage is critically important to long-term marital stability. You might think that the lavish, ridiculous, pricey weddings that have hundreds of guests, the people will live for the rest of their life. I know a number of, well, I know a few people. I shouldn't say a number of people. Few people who have had very large, lavish weddings, and their marriages lasted a year or two, and that was the end of that. Mm. So I think that there is, this kind of stuff makes for interesting conversation, but I don't think you can really predict. You have to know who you are, who the people are that you're married, the person, not the people, unless you planned on having three or four down the road. And by the way, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think a lot of people have this, the generational thing of looking askance at people who've been married more than once or twice or whatever it is. I've eliminated that problem because I just decided not to marry the women who wanted to marry me. Along the line, I probably would have been married six times by now.
Listen to you patting yourself on the back.
I know, right? No, I don't mean that to sound
Mr.
like a jerk.
Mr. Elizabeth Taylor over here.
No, I was the women who have, I shouldn't say all of them, but I can give you four names anyway. Who wanted to marry me, and I
wouldn't want to marry
you. I've known in your lifetime.
What's that? What'd you say, Jennifer?
I said I could probably give you two, and I've only, known you in 11 years, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, right. You could, in fact.
And one that you'd like to marry.
Well, there's a rough patch there. All right, so anyway, Victoria, what did you start to say about...
I was just saying, who wouldn't want to marry you? You're a catch. You're an eligible bachelor.
Thank you. That's
you're
very
welcome.
Nice of you to say.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
Well, I appreciate that. You're marrying Lewis. Is he
another
one?
You could do a swab, Victoria. There you go.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, all of this discussion about the future, I wonder how often you think, both of you, Jennifer and Victoria, because you're both, it would seem, fairly close to being married. Victoria is for sure. How do you look at the future when it comes to having children? I think about this. Yesterday, I was playing with my grandson, and I thought after when I left, I didn't think about it while we were together because it's distracting. Probably what got me to thinking about this was seeing what a lot of rich people are doing now in our country and around the world, but it's very present in the thinking, whether you have seen any coverage or know anything about it, a lot of people who have made a lot of money in real estate or in hedge funds or in whatever people make money in are buying old silos in the Midwest. These are missile silos. And they are converting them into homes, as in bunkers, like we used to have during the Cold War and what I first knew about when I was a kid in school. In elementary school, when we were worried that the Russians were going to bomb us at any moment, and we had drills in school, and we thought at the time, and I think we got used to it, but it did affect our growing up, and I think it has affected others. And I wonder now, as we look at these things, how it affects what's in Megan's mind, or what's in my mind about my grandson and her son, and others who are going to have children. And this is what sort of smacks you right in the face. These are old military missile silos that are not needed any longer. Their technology is redundant. They've been abandoned. And so with that, even though they're not being used for the purposes intended, the fear seems to be back with some. And people who have a lot of money are just taking, whether it's the latest thing. What brought this to the surface was all the talk about World War III after we bombed the Syrian airport. Like that's going to create World War III. If that's all it takes to create World War III, you ought to just hang it up right now.
Yeah.
But these
are like fallout shelters that they're building?
No,
like
these are bunkers.
Kind of
these are, you know how you see on my farm or others, these silos where we keep the corn?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So these are silos in the ground where they used to keep, like, Atlas missiles and ICBMs and things like that. They're all over the Midwest, all over Kansas, Nebraska, all over the Dakotas. They're all over Missouri. They're all over the place, Texas, Oklahoma, these silos. And so these rich people are buying them and converting them to homes so that in case...
This is strange.
That's we weird. Had a nuclear war or something, they go, how are they going to get there fast enough
yeah.
for me to be seen? But some people, here's one of them that's 3,600 square feet, excuse me, and it has all kinds of the floors. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 floors in this thing with an elevator.
Whoa.
And it goes down into the ground about 300 feet. And it's got everything. It's got bedrooms, bathrooms. It has.
You hear about these
pool.
Underground bunkers all
yeah.
the time, where people yeah. say that they want to live if there is something nuclear, or if God forbid, a lot of them are conspiracy theorists, think that our government might turn against us, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
They go underground, and so I've seen many of them actually buy, you know, those big square. I don't want to call them dumpsters, but they're those metal, what do? They're like containers, I guess.
Yeah,
metal containers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And they put them down under the ground and make them into like a large flat house. This would be one that goes up and down. So,
all right, if you want to Google something, Google the survival, this is what you'll see, survival condo project, which is north of Wichita. They are built in Atlas missile sites. There are 15 of them in this, and they are all sold. Every single one of them has been built, converted, and sold to people who have obviously a lot of disposable income. But like, do you see it there? The survival condo project.
Okay, this literally, the one on the website, there's one that's built into the mountain. If you ever watched the TV show Lost, it looks just like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's built into the side of the hill.
They're built in the mountain, they're built in the ground,
yeah.
they're built
yeah.
wherever they can stick them.
But,
yeah.
okay, so if you survive because you're in your fancy little condo bunker, what how long do you
when
have
you're
to stay
out
there?
Yeah.
Right. Like,
exactly.
I don't get it. What's the
you
point?
You better have. Well, I remember when these things were first discussed when I was in college. There were 3 to 4 months worth of food, and then there were those who were less optimistic. They got 3 to 4 years worth of food. And as a matter of fact, I remember, this goes back a long time ago, probably 20, 25 years. I used to have a sponsor on the program who made food that would, and part of our pitch was that it would survive a nuclear holocaust. It was dried food. You bought it, you put it in your cellar, in your bunker, or wherever. It is. I have in the house that I live in now, I have a, there's a bunker that I could go to way below the ground underneath the barn that's cement all the way around. It's an old cold storage unit. And if somebody said to me, why don't you fill it up with food and preservation to prepare yourself in case you ever need it. I just don't have, my mind doesn't go there, Jennifer. I just can't believe that
humanity
is that stupid.
I guess I do. Only because, not because of the nuclear fallout and all of that. I figure if that's what's going to happen, I'd rather go with the masses. But, but like for earthquakes, you know, or whatever it is, just to have a place where you have survival stuff, because you never know when you might need a couple of days worth of food and supplies and that sort of thing. I mean, maybe that's just the
California
talking
to me. Well, you've been through it with the Northridge earthquake, yeah. All right. Well, this is food for thought. 20 after the hour here on the DJV program.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Thank you. It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Past the hour. Yes, the aforementioned Janet Jackson musically behind us there. Shall we get ourselves attuned to What Have You Done For Me Lately? Yes, that's a rhetorical question because she has split with her husband after having given birth, 3 months ago to their son? She's living in her London condo with her son. Is it Aisa? Is that how you pronounce his name? Looks like that might make it.
Yeah, or Aisa? Aisa?
Aisa.
Aisa? Their friends call her Daish. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Cool.
Her husband's name is Wissam Al-Manna.
Wow.
And apparently the excuse for this is they're both busy people. Mm. They're determined to be good parents. It's an amicable split. Janet's going to keep the baby. She's 50. Almana's 41. So, what was it? January 3rd was the baby. There were people at the time when she got married that were wondering why she married this guy. She converted to Islam and was seen wearing head coverings and dressing more modestly than she used to when she was performing at the Super Bowl, etc., etc. The guy's worth $1 billion. She confirmed, she actually didn't say anything. She did appear, there was a lot of stuff around about converting to Islam. What's the rest of the family situation with the Jacksons? Any of the rest of them convert to Islam, or they all have stayed?
No, they were all Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's
that's
Witnesses.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the only one who seems to have gone in this direction, if that's really what she's doing. I'm not sure. It also could be she's just dressing appropriately for living over in the Middle East, you know. Or just looking like she doesn't want to have the paparazzi following her.
That's a good way to keep that. I mean, there's so many people who look like that in London. Unless you spend time in London, it's a different place than I knew 40 years ago. It is rare when you do not see a lot of people who are dressed in whatever, however you want to describe it, Middle Eastern fashion.
Right.
And so, Janet Jackson and her son. But you wouldn't get married just to have a baby like that.
How long has she been with him? Do we even know? Do you know, Jen, how long they've been together?
I don't know, actually. I didn't even know she was with somebody new until I heard she was pregnant, and then that, of course, was strange. But, yeah, I think people do get together for different reasons. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the important thing is that hopefully the baby's going to be healthy and happy.
Right.
And that's their first priority. Next up on the hit parade here, literally and figuratively, is Britney Spears.
Her too.
Or Britney Spears says she's ending her Piece of Me show in Las Vegas at the end of the year. These things don't go on forever and ever. Do they? How long is, I'm trying to think of Elton John. How long did his thing
it still goes on, I think.
Yeah. Does it?
But he only does like a month, a year, I think, or something like that. So they switch him in and out. But Britney's been pretty consistently in Vegas for a few years. Now I can see where she'd want to do something else. Because it really does prevent you from doing another album and going on your own tour.
Yeah. She's been at the Axis Theater at Planet Hollywood. And on December 31st, her four-year contract expires and she will not renew it. She's been there, let's see, December 2013, $15 million a year for her performances there. So how many does she do? Is it once a month?
Oh, no. When she's in season, she does them every night. I think she only has two nights off a week.
And she only got $15 million for that? When they go on tour, they make more money than that. And,
right. Now, there are only certain months that she's in season, but she, I've noticed, is in season more than often than not. I mean, at least 4 months out of the year.
Really?
Well, it kept selling out, so people wanted to buy tickets.
Yeah. Her manager says that they're talking with Caesars and other interested parties in Las Vegas, and anything is possible because she sells out every show, and she loves being in Las Vegas. She likes performing there. So, what kind of a place is this? She got two children, right? What kind of a place is Vegas to bring children?
Doesn't she go in? I think she still lives out here in Calabasas, so she might do a lot of traveling back and forth.
Are the children here or there?
I don't know. I think they go to school here.
Is Federline the father of both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, there's that story. 28 and change past the hour.
Bickering fan blades. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. My dad recently gave me the great analogy that watching people bicker is comparable to watching a ceiling fan. The blades on the fan stay the same distance apart no matter how many times they go around and around. And if you think about it, that's a lot like the political pundits in this country. They argue and argue, and no matter the amount of arguing, no matter how loud they get, how much they talk over each other, or how much they, well, bicker. In the end, they are no closer to an understanding than when they began. And how about you? Is there someone with whom you are going around and around and not taking the time to listen to? Don't be like the bickering fan blades. Avoid going around in circles by stopping to actually seek first to understand. For more on listening, download my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington so we can bring you a wonderful day. The National Weather Service says the California drought is over, Jennifer. The good news in California today where we are is that there's no more drought.
Now, Governor, do you think that my water bill is going to go down?
No.
Exactly.
I looked actually around this weekend when I was driving around. It looked like the grass is turning brown a little bit.
I know it does.
Anyway,
a little bit of rain on Friday, but we need a little more.
Nothing serious. So for a couple of years, the snowpack was way low. And so that caused a real problem here. But I go back to the thing that we've talked about 100 times, how stupid these people are for not collecting every ounce, every drop of water when it comes the way it did this past winter. It's very wet.
It's like they don't realize that weather goes in patterns, and it's going to get wetter, and it's going to be drier.
What is there to leadership? All these people spend all this time whining about a sanctuary city, and then they pass a 12-cent gas in tax.
This irritates me.
Oh, it's outrageous.
Well,
it's
not only because it's 12 cents more a gallon, and not only because license fees are going to go up. And we recalled a governor to bring in Schwarzenegger for less, by the way, in the 2000s. The thing that gets me is that the money that they're collecting, they lied to everyone and said, oh, this is going to be put in a lockbox to put on the roads. This is all going to be on the roads. Well, if you look through the bill they just passed this week, it has no stipulation as to whether or not that money that they're collecting is going to be used for infrastructure or just put into some slush fund somewhere. That's what's so ridiculous. So if my roads, if I get hit on a pothole next year, you better be hearing that I'm going to be screaming at the top of my lungs. Because if I'm paying this much, if I'm paying this much for gas and you lied to me and told me that you're going to fix the roads, well, I want to see the roads fixed. It's never going to happen.
So how does this balance out? I told you that I couldn't imagine myself, and now I can. But I couldn't imagine myself buying another place here in California. If I did, something would be for the benefit of the children and not for me. Because I won't pay the kinds of stuff. I will. They're here. They live here. They pay the taxes here. They do what they want to do by staying in California. California is still the most popular state in the country. But at what expense? How long does this go on? How many Jerry Browns can you put into the governor's chair? Or how many people like that? We saw, I didn't pass it around, excuse me, to you, but yet another survey that shows that politicians have an approval rating of about 7 or 8%.
And I think that's generous.
Of this kind of stuff. And we laugh about it, but there's nothing laughable about this. This is the way you drive people. And for a while, 10, 12, 15 years ago, people were leaving the state at hundreds of thousands. The clip was 200,000-400,000 a year were leaving. Now, just as many are coming. So California's population has been about the same. But at what point do you say enough is enough?
And it's worse because you have the governor who's supposed to be there representing all people. And instead he goes, well, I'm not up for re-election and I'm not really planning on running for anything else unless I run for the presidency. So why wouldn't I do a tax increase? And he says that into a live microphone in front of people as a joke.
Does he plan on moving from California as soon as he's no longer in office?
He's going to move quickly when he's got stakes with fire on the end of them. I mean, give me a break. But see, that's just the thing. People in California, the good ones, the middle-class, hardworking people are saying, look, I'm just going to go somewhere else. I'm not going to fight it. I realize the state is a sinking ship. I'm just going to go to Texas, Nevada, Arizona, Montana, and get the heck out of here.
Yeah. It's incredible. And you see how this is just bad management on top of bad management on top of bad management with arrogance thrown in. And, a sanctuary state? Hello. There can't
Which,
be that
by the
many.
Way... 84% of Californians
said
do
no.
not support that.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, okay, you're here representing us, but you're taxing us, and you're not listening to what people really want. It's just...
And yet people that keep electing these guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. National Weather Service has been pretty much in the focus this winter. It's more in the winter, I think, than the summer. Don't you think that winter weather is more important to us than summer weather? And other than... Or is it... Do people really pay attention to the weather? And I'm just asking myself that question. I pay more attention to the weather when I'm going to get on a plane. I want to know what the weather's going to be here and back there. And that's about all, especially when I'm here. I don't pay much attention to it because it doesn't get in the way of the way I run my life. But when I'm on the farm, it's like I'm planning, as I looked at the weather for the next week or so, I'm going to go back to the farm this next weekend and get back to work because we now will be able to work on the farm. But I look, and as I look around, I try to find the reliable weather. And I found often that you can go to AccuWeather and you can go to the Weather Channel and all that stuff. But they all get their information from the same place. The National Weather Service. This is one of those things I got in front of me the list of things that were supposed to be eliminated or scrutinized under the Trump budget proposal. And I figured maybe there'd be a shot. They'd take a shot at National Weather Service. They have not. The National Endowment for the Arts, National Endowment for Humanities, National Neighborhood Reinvestment Corporation. That's who, those people are getting scrutinized. But the Weather Service is not, and it ought not to be, because actually I think they do quite a good job, given that we always say the weathermen don't know what they're talking about. But you know, the people that are on television, here's something you may not, this is a dirty little secret. The 5,000 employees that work all around, let's see, they have offices in Silver Spring, where you are, Kara. They have offices in Kansas City, in Bohemia, New York, Fort Worth, Texas, Salt Lake City, Anchorage, and Honolulu, in order to come up with the right weather. What you don't know is that the weather people, especially the locals, are told by management to make the weather look as bad as possible so that more people scare people. You know how they headline before they do their 5 o'clock news or 6 o'clock news or 11 o'clock news? When will the rain hit? I'll tell you at 11. Well, there may not even be any rain in the forecast for 2 days. But because this is the kind of thing that sucks people in who don't have much intellect, oh, my God, it's going to rain? I better watch the news and find out when it's going to happen. So they take, and then we blame the way I've heard any number of people say, oh, the damn weather service. It isn't the weather service. It's what these local yokels do with the information to twist it and turn it around to get you to watch the television station. It's manipulation like the rest of the news is. It's all manipulation. So I find it distressing when people take shots at, I mean, I think we need to take shots at the people who ought to be shot. That doesn't sound right, but, you know.
Not literal.
So, how much attention do you pay, Victoria, to the weather, whether it's television or radio, or do you get it all from your device?
Well, I am known to be weather challenged, and so I tend to never pay attention to the weather until it's too late. But yeah. If I do check the weather, I have the Weather Channel app on my mm-hmm. phone, which I find to be way more accurate than the iPhone weather app, which is
really
that one's terrible. Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah, I use AccuWeather because the iPhone app is really bad.
But do you often find, remember, that most of these stations now, the bigger stations, have their own Doppler weather, they have their own services, but they still rely on the information that comes from the National Weather Service. Do you find that when you look on your device, the weather is more accurate than what you might see on television or hear on the radio?
Oh, yeah. It seems to be, yes, it definitely seems to be.
And I'm not even sure that radio is as guilty of this, frankly, as television is, because the visual is what creates the interest, and the bimbo blonde who's doing the weather forecasting.
Hey!
But at this point, I don't even see the point of watching TV when you can pull it up in an app and see it immediately and see everything that you need to see in 30, 40 seconds instead of waiting for them to go through the whole forecast on TV.
But you see,
and
you're doing, this is the challenge of appealing to people who are your age, Jennifer's age, and Victoria's age. Because they do, as you just described, whereas older folks might rely on the radio. I've said this for a long time. I don't understand, and I don't say this to be disrespectful to my friends who run the hundreds of radio stations that carry this program. The weather forecast is important, let's say, at the end of the newscast. It's a good wrapper around what you give them for news. But do people depend on traffic on the 8s anymore? No. No, they don't. It's
all on their cell phone. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get it all?
I think sometimes people like traffic on their phones because, or I'm sorry, on the radio because you can't constantly look down at your phone all the time.
No, it's illegal in California.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I do.
You can't
I
have any fun.
I listen to traffic on the radio occasionally if I'm already on the way home.
I do too.
And I can see it backing up. Then I'll listen to it just because I'm not going to look on my phone to see what's going on. But
you see, the problem with the weather on the radio and television is they don't necessarily give you an option, whereas if you are following on Waze, let's say, traffic, it'll route you around where the problem is. It'll tell you where the problem is, and it'll route you around the problem.
And there's no real way that, and radio can't do that for you.
No. It could, but it doesn't. I mean, if you were smart, if I was still running the news radio station that I ran in Boston in the 80s, and I knew this technology were around, I'd have them get all the reports. Instead of having this big crew that you have with cameras all over the place, and got the, I would use Waze, or I'd use Google Maps, but Waze is better. And I'd do my traffic off of Waze, and maybe even acknowledge that it was from Waze, because the traffic would be much more. And there's even the thing that amazes me. I don't know how the hell they do this. I used it yesterday. Where was I going yesterday? Was it Saturday when I went to the Bulldog Rescue Site? And it says, I put the address in the Waze, and I'm following it. And the voice on Waze says, debris in the road a quarter of a mile up. How the hell do they know that there's debris in the road a quarter of a
Waze
mile up?
Waze is amazing. Other users have said that there's debris, so that's how it shares. Yeah, it uses everybody else's data. So if you drive by a police officer that's pulled someone over, if I'm in the passenger seat, I'll tap that and I'll report that there's a visible cop on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Tap it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just find it very... Oh, the technology is fascinating anyway. In a moment, what are we celebrating? Let's talk about the religious holidays. Palm Sunday yesterday, the tragedy of all those bombs over in Egypt.
Yeah.
But there's other things going on. Passover begins today. Mm-hmm. What does all that mean? 44, 45, almost 46 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear, Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
And 43017 exclusions apply. See staples.com/spring for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, we had Palm Sunday yesterday. How many people went to church yesterday? Raise your hands. Or say yes.
Nobody. I'm raising my hand.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Right. No, I did not go to church yesterday, sadly.
All right. So, there is... But there, I don't know what the population was like here. The focus has been on those churches in Egypt.
Yep.
Who knew that the Coptic Christians had their own pope? I didn't know that until...
I did not know that either, actually.
No. And why do they have? There's just another more red tape and
iron. Another layer, I guess.
Yeah. So also Passover today starts, and if you don't know what this is about, mostly your Jewish friends are eating the unleavened bread. Let's see here,
some brisket.
Yep.
I'm actually going to my first Passover Seder tonight.
Are you?
My friend is hosting. I'm very excited. My friend is hosting it on her rooftop.
It's a great cultural event. It's a very good cultural event.
I've been to other Seders, but not a Passover Seder. So,
the members of the family ask why things are done differently on Passover compared to other nights. Basically, what they will tell you is that they want you to think about customs and beliefs. The idea of the question and answer, it's the same in every religion, actually. The young kids are questioning why their parents do what they do, and the parents say, this is disrespectful. And no, it's just kids being, we all have been like that. You ask, you're curious, you want to know why this tradition is important. Some of them are and some of them aren't. But if you are digesting your Passover meals, good luck to you. Have a good week with that. It's 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour.
If you have under-eye bags and want to see them visibly disappear in minutes, go to Plexiderm.com and watch real videos of men and women who applied Plexiderm and saw their under-eye bags and wrinkles disappear in minutes. We know that under-eye bags are created by several factors as we age. But now, we have Plexiderm, a simple, clinically proven cream that works to eliminate these bags from view in under 10 minutes. The instant results are from naturally-based silicates from Shell Rock. Once applied, your skin tightens and firms, rapidly reducing under-eye bags and wrinkles from view in minutes. The science is incredible, but the results are even better. So if under-eye bags make you look tired and older, your solution is Plexiderm. Plexiderm comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, so you'll get the results that you see on Plexiderm.com or send it back for a full refund. Try it risk-free by calling 1-800-360-2962. That's 1-800-360-2962.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Tech Talk focusing on an update on DNA. Now, this is, looks like it'd be pretty interesting. We get to that after I bring you the latest from ZipRecruiter.com. Have you gone there yet? They have what you need to find the best person for your job. They've got it. Whatever the future is in your company, what you need. And in order to post a job, I actually just decided I would go through this experience myself, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
They have helped 9 million people get a job.
Wow.
ZipRecruiter is the only site you will ever need to find your next job or to post the job that you have. This is for people who are in business, and this is for people who are looking for jobs all over the country. This is the place to go, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you put that in? Because DJV will get you the ability to use ZipRecruiter free. Post your job free, and then you'll have it. I mean, there are millions of people who go to this thing every single day looking for a job. And when you look at the reviews that they have in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Time Magazine's front cover ones, CBS, it's a fantastic operation.
It's so smooth and so easy. So if you want to post a job, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. If you're looking for a job, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use their services. They are the best. That's it. Simple, plain, easy for people to use. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so 23andMe.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story with this? Why are people talking about this today?
Well, 23andMe is the DNA testing company. They do all types of genetic testing. You swab some saliva and you send it out, and then they can do everything from your ancestry to health reports.
Is that the one that Ancestry.com uses to find?
I believe it is, yes.
Well, you are?
Yeah. I've used this, and my whole family's used this. It's a lot of fun, and it's interesting to find out, you know, all kinds of things.
My sister's been doing a lot with it.
Yeah.
I gave a kit to Meredith. I don't know what she did with it for Christmas to see what. Yeah, I think we're all curious about those sorts of things, right?
Yeah,
right,
absolutely. Anyway, so. It's a lot of fun. So the FDA has finally given 23andMe a long-sought-after green light to sell consumers genetic tests as well as their accompanying health risk reports for up to 10 different diseases now. Now, in November of 2013, the FDA said that 23andMe could not provide any health information. They didn't want the liability. Mm-hmm. And they also didn't want people freaking out if they had a genetic marker and then going and taking drastic measures. But now I guess the company has worked with the FDA and they figured out that it's, you know, they have a plan. So now the 10 new diseases that you can find out if you have markers for, the two big ones, Parkinson's disease, which everyone wants to know if they have the marker for that, and late onset Alzheimer's too.
Yep.
So celiac disease, which is becoming more and more prevalent, that's now one of the 10 things that they can test for. And then there's other things like there's blood disorders, there's hereditary red blood cell conditions, and there's even a blood clot disorder. Then there's another one that is a movement disorder that's behind restless leg syndrome. So there's things like that. Yeah, it's really interesting. And if you're an existing 23andMe customer, you will now get a new report at the end of the month and showing if you have the markers for this. So if you've already done it, you don't need to do anything more. It's included, which is also great news for the existing customers.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So 23andMe. All right, so I did some research. I don't know why I fell into this over the weekend. The hottest tech trends when our country was formed in 1776. The hottest trending items. A submarine had been built out of wood called a turtle. And it was used for underwater exploration. It was also the era in which
the
banana wooden submarine. We all live in a wooden
submarine.
So
I'm guessing they didn't make it very far.
Indoor plumbing was being used.
That's a good one.
The technology to figure out how to get the toilet to work, in essence, was discovered around 1775-1776. One of the things that Ben Franklin did was find or discover the use of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we take all these things for granted now, plumbing, electricity, all of those things, and they were being developed along with a steam engine during the time when our country was founded. I found that, I mean, yeah, it makes sense when you think about it, but it's fascinating to relate it to that period of time. We look at how much technology we have today, we take so much for granted. And it wasn't the case when our country was founded. 59 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.